Good day. I'm John Sleggers. The Plymouth County Treasurer is reminding property owners that property taxes are now due. Real estate and mobile home taxes can be paid in the office, online, or through the mail. The taxes must be paid by Monday, March 31st, and they're delinquent April the 1st, incurring a penalty. Mail must be postmarked on or before March 31st to avoid a penalty. Online payment is also an option. Go to iowatreasurers.org to make your payment by e-check or credit card. The Friends of Galen Catholic Ball will take place tonight at the Lamar's Convention Center with a Kentucky Derby theme. An online auction began Monday at bidpal.net/galenball. Bids for those items are to be accepted until 7:30 this evening, and 120 items are up for bid. For those attending the in-person event, there's a live auction and a fund-a-cause program that'll take place on the night of the ball. This year's Find a Cause will focus on raising money to help put the finishing touches in the school's gymnasium renovation scheduled for completion this summer. Doors will open at 5 p.m. A meal is served at 5:30. A live auction is at 7:30. To find out more, visit bidpal.net/galenball. One person was injured in a motor vehicle accident northwest of Sioux Center Friday. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office was called at 7:29 a.m. to investigate a motor vehicle accident that occurred on B-30, 3 miles northwest of Sioux Center. A semi driven by Eugene Sandbolt, 71, of Sioux Center, was driving east on B-30 and attempted to turn off the road. The vehicle was rear-ended by a sedan driven by Nicholas Van Otterloo, 27, of Rock Valley. The semi then struck an electrical pole. Van Otterloo was transported by the Sioux Center ambulance to Hague Health in Rock Valley for treatment of injury. Van Otterloo was cited for following too close. Severe Weather Awareness Week wrapped up with a reminder on how to stay safe during flooding. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Rogers says flood deaths can be avoided.
One of the things we really want to hit on hard is the idea that many of the flood-related fatalities that we see are due to people driving in vehicles, and more often than not driving into the flood as opposed to the flood coming to them.
Rogers says it does not take much water to carry a car or truck off the roadway.
And so we have a saying when it comes to flooding, turn around, don't drown. If you're driving and you come across a roadway that has moving water over the top, it's better to turn around and find a different way to get to where you're going than to try to drive through it.
Rogers says flooding is another reason they advise you to make up an emergency kit that you have ready to go if you're suddenly forced out of your home. A House committee has unanimously approved a bill to set up a state program for psilocybin, also known as magic mushrooms, that would be similar to Iowa's medical marijuana program. Representative John Wills of Spirit Lake said he was convinced psilocybin works after attending a conference on PTSD in Denver. During a subcommittee hearing on the bill, the VFW state commander and executive director expressed support for psilocybin as an alternative treatment of PTSD. If the bill becomes law, the state would issue licenses to grow, harvest, weigh, and dispense psilocybin, and also issue cards to qualified medical providers who would administer the drug to patients in a controlled setting. Democrats in the Iowa House are proposing a $1,000 property tax rebate for all Iowa homeowners and a $500 rebate for renters. Representative Dave Jacoby of Coralville says Democrats are proposing immediate tax relief compared to the property tax changes Republicans recently unveiled. The state's taxpayer relief fund has well over $3.7 billion in it, and Jacoby says that could be the source for annual rebates for homeowners and renters over the next few years, giving lawmakers time to work through a true overhaul of the state's property tax system. Republicans hold the majority of seats in the legislature and control what's debated. They say by law, the taxpayer relief fund must be used for income tax relief, and it's being used to finance the income tax cuts they've enacted. Iowa's individual income tax rate fell to 3.8% in January. As state tax revenues decline, Republicans plan to make withdrawals from the taxpayer relief fund to supplement some state spending. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.